This is a mindful movement practice for the mindfulness-based stress reduction course. It takes about 30 minutes and you will be working on the floor. Make sure that you will not be interrupted and that your clothes are loose and comfortable. You can wear socks or your feet can be bare. Starting off lying on your back on the floor, on a blanket or mat. Your eyes gently closed, or if you prefer to keep them open, with an unfocused gaze. You are going to be exploring your experience as precisely as possible and working towards having an awareness which is kind, curious, and non-judgmental. By being sensitive to your body, you can respond to the needs of the moment. The practice is about stretching yourself, but not pushing yourself beyond your limits. If a posture is uncomfortable or too difficult, you can modify it or lie quietly until the next one. So, having your legs straight and slightly apart, feet flopped to either side, arms slightly away from your body, palms facing upwards, if that is comfortable. Keeping your chin tucked in so that the back of your neck is long. You might want to place a small cushion behind your head so that this is easier. Starting by bringing your awareness to your body as a whole. There may be areas that feel good, areas of discomfort. Noticing the breath moving through the body. Taking stock of what there is right now. Allowing all to be as it is in this moment. Now, bringing your attention to the back of the body, allowing the floor to bear your weight. On each out-breath, perhaps having a sense of relaxing into this stable support. And then coming round to the front of your body. Noticing the movements of chest and abdomen with each breath cycle. Perhaps on each in-breath, having a sense of lightness and lifting. Then, bending your knees so that your feet are on the floor and bringing your hands onto the centre of your chest, one hand resting on the other. Taking a few moments to explore this new position, using your breath to settle into the different contact with the floor. Noticing the hands rising and falling with each breath cycle. Then, on an in-breath, raising your hands above you so that the fingers are pointing towards the ceiling, and then opening your arms out and allowing them to float down so that they are in contact with the floor at right angles to your body, with the palms facing upwards. And breathe, and stay and settle in this more open position. Now on an out-breath, raising your arms and bringing your hands to rest back on your chest. Taking your time over the movements so that you can be as aware as possible of the pattern of sensations. And repeating the movement again, raising and then opening the arms out to the floor. And on an out breath, bringing your hands back to the chest. Repeating this once more in your own time. You can do each movement in one phase of the breath, or if it feels more appropriate for you, allow your breath to flow gently in and out, independent of the movement. Now, bringing your left knee over your chest and placing your hands on your knee. And notice how this might change the contact with the floor. Next, on an in-breath, moving your arms out to the sides as you did in the last posture. And at the same time, straightening your left leg as much as is comfortable and pushing your left foot towards the ceiling. And stay and breathe. Then, on an out breath, bend your knee and bring your hands back to the knee. And again. Arms moving out to the side, foot towards the ceiling as you breathe in. And hands back to the knee, bending the knee as you breathe out. All the while having an awareness of your body, the parts that are moving, and the parts that form the stable base from which you move. And repeating this once again in your own time. Noticing any tension, perhaps letting go of it on the out breath, perhaps just registering this sensation. Then, bringing the left foot back to the floor, reconnecting with this symmetrical position for a moment. Then, bringing your right knee over your chest and placing your hands on your knee. And breathe and settle. Then, on an in-breath, opening your arms out to either side and at the same time pushing your right foot towards the ceiling and straightening your right leg. Being sensitive to your body, how far is it right for you to stretch today? and on an out-breath, bending your leg and bringing your hand back to the knee. And repeating this twice more in your own time. Perhaps noticing if there is any difference between the two sides. And then bringing your foot back to the floor and resting your arms by your sides. Now, bringing your left knee over the chest again, and this time holding onto the thigh above the knee. Perhaps interlocking your fingers behind the leg. We are going to explore the ankle joint. So, keeping the leg still, moving your foot round and round in circles. It's as if you are drawing the biggest circle possible with your big toe. Now exploring the same movement, but in the opposite direction. Your awareness being both in the joint and also in the parts of your body that are still and stable. Now replacing the left foot back to the floor. And bringing the right knee over the chest. Interlocking the fingers behind the thigh. And again, exploring the sensations as you rotate the ankle. First in one direction. Noticing if the experience is the same as it was for the left foot. And finally, rotating in the other direction. And replacing the foot back on the floor. Now, we are going to do a gentle twisting movement. So, keeping your feet on the floor. Bringing your feet together and having your knees touching. And taking your arms out at right angles to the body. Keeping your shoulders on the floor, palms facing down if this is comfortable. Now, on an out breath, allowing your knees to drop towards the floor on your left. You may keep your legs together so that the right foot comes off the ground. Or, if you prefer, your legs may separate slightly. If you wish to intensify the twist, you can turn your head to the right. Noticing your body as a whole in this position. And breathe and settle. on the next in-breath, bringing your knees back to the middle and spending a few breaths reacquainting yourself with this symmetrical position. Then, on the next out-breath, allowing your knees to drop towards the floor on the right. Again, you can keep your legs together so that the left foot comes off the ground, or allow them to separate if this is more comfortable. If you wish, you can turn your head to the left. And again, breathe. And settle and notice. On the next in-breath, bringing your knees back to the middle again. And then stretching your legs out along the mat and bringing your arms to the floor a little away from your body. And with each out breath, allowing your body to settle into the mat, letting go, breathing and noticing. How has this posture affected you in body, breath, and mind? Now, bending your knees so that the soles of the feet are on the floor. And on the next out-breath, bringing your knees over your chest and resting your hands on your knees. Pausing to spend a few moments observing the different contact that your back now makes with the floor. And on an in-breath, moving your knees slightly away from your chest. And on the out-breath, bringing them closer. Keeping on repeating this small movement. Exploring the relationship between the body and the breath. Then, bringing the soles of your feet back to the floor, close to the buttocks, and slightly apart. Having your arms on the floor alongside your body, palms facing downwards. Remembering to keep your chin tucked in. Breathing. And relaxing in this position. Then, on an in-breath, pressing your lower back against the mat. And on the out-breath, releasing so that your back loses the firm contact with the floor. Repeating this a few times. Noticing that the only parts moving are the pelvis and the lower back. Now, if it is comfortable, on the next in-breath, after pressing down with the back, lifting your hips a little further towards the ceiling and peeling your back off the mat. And on the out-breath, relaxing back onto the mat, one vertebra at a time. Repeating this a few more times, your full awareness on the experience. And then resting, letting the body be supported by the surface beneath, exploring the effects of this posture on body and breath. Now, with your knees still bent and feet on the floor, bringing your feet and knees together and placing your hands over the center of your chest. On an in-breath, opening the arms out to the floor on either side and at the same time, allowing the knees to drop towards the ground on either side, so that as the knees go towards the floor, the soles of the feet come together. And staying in this position, fully aware of the sensations of the whole body. And as best you can, giving your attention the qualities of kindness and curiosity, settling and breathing and noticing. Then, on an out-breath, bringing the arms back to the chest and the knees back together again. Spending some time observing the effects of this posture, being aware of sensations and allowing them to be whatever they are. Now, once again, bringing your knees over your chest and resting your hands on your knees. And on an in-breath, moving your knees slightly away from your chest. And on the out-breath, bringing them closer. Keep repeating this small movement, exploring the relationship between the body and the breath. Finally, bringing your feet back to the floor. You can leave your legs this way, or you can stretch them out along the floor, feet slightly apart. Having your arms on the floor, slightly away from the body. And taking stock. What was your experience of the practice? How are you feeling now in body, breath, and mind? And resting as best you can, holding your whole body with the breath flowing through it in a kind and gentle awareness. allowing all to be as it is in this moment.